Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that we have been given such grace today. Lord, all grace, as you have said. Lord, the anointing, we're thankful that it's here because we're here in your name. We thank you, Lord, there's no other that's worthy to be praised but Jesus. Thank you, God, that you gave him freely to us. Lord, increase his love in our lives today. That comes by knowing the love of Christ for us. How he adores us. How he favors us. Matter of fact, highly favors us. Lord, quicken a life here today. God, let them know that you circled them out. That you drew them in. That you're after them, Lord. And praise be to God. I thank you. It's a jealous God with jealous love. It's all over us. Praise be to God. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not my own. I am yours. Let us praise you with everything we got. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to read from Luke chapter 24 this morning. What a precious encouragement to us this day. It says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others were with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his word." Praise the Lord. He is risen. He's not here. Hallelujah. There's nothing like that truth. There is nothing like that assurance. There's nothing like that precious reality, brothers and sisters. Jesus came out of the tomb that day. After being made sin for us, who knew no sin, after entering the depths of hell for us, he arose and he came out of the tomb for you. Praise the Lord. The power, think of this, the power over sin and death. The power over sin and death. And we enter into that same power by faith in Jesus Christ. You think of that today. Think of that. You have been completely delivered. You have been completely delivered from the power of sin and death by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. That was a little shy. Amen. Praise be to God. That should be a shout that goes on for eternity. Hallelujah. And it will. Now, yes, you have. Oh, you may say, well, then why do I still fail so badly? It's called the good fight of faith. It's a good fight of faith. Praise the Lord. Is it not? Didn't these brothers that ran to the tomb and they're wondering, why isn't Jesus here? Jesus had been telling them over and over, I'm going to die on that cross. He was with them for 3.5 years, but they didn't get it. But there were the witness of those two that were there. And they said, why are you looking for him here? Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? Do you remember he said that he's going to give himself? Remember, they didn't take him. He gave himself. He had to give up the ghost. Remember that they never took Jesus' life. He gave it for you. Amen. Said, I told you this. I told you this. And then after that, they remembered the words that he had spoken. Amen. Thank you, Lord. See, this is what we need to be encouraged in. This is what we need to know. That He arose. He arose. He won the victory. It is finished. That victory over sin and death. Praise be to God. And I thank the Lord that yes, there is a good fight of faith. But that fight of faith, I want you to know, is fighting against the lies instead of believing the word of God. It's quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You've been sitting there maybe this morning, maybe this weekend. You've been down about something. You ain't down about anything now. Because he's up. He arose. He ascended. He's at the right hand of God. He's your advocate. Praise be to God. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. You need help. You've got a need. Come on boldly and I'll give it all to you. Praise the Lord. That just takes it all away because now you're in the presence of truth instead of hearing lies. Hear that truth, that precious encouragement of the word of God. Do you believe that he that committeth sin is the devil? For the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God. Are you born of God today? Have you accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior? Well, you're going to hear something again, and I pray you'll believe it today. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Amen. Amen. Come on, whom he has made free is free indeed. It's so wonderful. That power, praise be to God, he took it. He defeated it. It's gone. Hallelujah. I understand I'm still in this corruptible thing. I'm in this weakened, as we say, sinful flesh. I get that. But it's for a purpose. It's for the greatest purpose. You think about this wonderful grace that God gave. He gave it to us. This all-powerful grace. And he put us once again in this fearful, feeling, sensitive, worrying thing that doesn't want to have anything to do with trusting God. But that's why God is so great. He said, look, I'm going to show that it is all against us. But if I be for you, who could be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We know this. We believe this because he said it. It's not by feeling, it's by faith. I don't care what I'm feeling tomorrow. The word of God is still the same. It's never changed. Man's going to come at you with a bunch of philosophies. There's going to be winds of doctrine. There's more winds out there than there's ever been. But the word of God said there would be. There'd be many that'll come in my name saying I'm the Christ. But he said, when that begins to happen, you better look up because I'm coming. Praise God. Even when believers say, where is your Jesus? Think about what they're preaching in churches. And I'm talking about Christian churches today. They're not looking for his appearing. They don't talk about the coming of the Lord. There's nothing else to talk about but the coming of the Lord. Amen. Because he's coming. He's coming. That's an abounding and a joyful one. I've said it many times. My sweet wife, she lived away from me. And this is when we were dating, not when we were married. But she lived all the way down in Texas, pre-smartphones and texts and internet. I mean, we're talking dinosaur years. So it was the phone, and that was about it. But I'll tell you one thing. I always had an abounding hope because I read her love letters. She'd send me love letters every day. I'd go to that mailbox, and I'd read them. You know what I'd believe? She's coming. She told me she's coming. And you know, she's but human. And that love could have failed. But I'll tell you, there's one love that's never going to fail. And he's written you love letters all over the place. And the one thing he's told you, I'm coming. I'm coming. Are you looking for me? Are you loving my appearing? Hallelujah. See, those sweet brothers, they ran to that tomb. And I'm loving that. They loved his appearing. They loved Jesus. Hallelujah. But they didn't know that faith wasn't real solid yet. But he said, I'll tell you what, I've got to ascend to the right hand of the Father because I'm going to send you my power. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. He's been with you and he shall be in you. And when he comes and he dwells in you, Oh, power. Power to believe the word of God. Power to preach the word of God. Power, praise the Lord, to be in a place where you don't feel anything, where he takes you out into a desert. And I'll tell you, all the things seem to be against you, but you realize, oh no, the word of God is true. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. He sends everything from heaven. It's a good gift, and he will withhold nothing good from my life. He loves you like that. Oh, praise him for it this morning. Do you believe, praise God, when he said, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ. And we have been given him. Amen? So you have that. Hath made me free. It's not going to make me free. It's now. It happened. Hallelujah. The cross did it. He hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, thank you, Lord. I believe something's happening now. See, we get it, that wonderful John 8:36, if the Son make you free, you are free indeed. Now, I know something here today, because the Word of God tells us this in that good fight of faith. You know what? We got to know him in the power of his resurrection. We've got to know him in this power of his resurrection. The same power that raised him is ours. The same love of God that brought him forth from that tomb, it's here this morning. And praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. It's here this morning to bring you forth from all your trials. That same love that brought him forth will bring you forth from all your failures, those things you wish you had not done, all of those tragedies. I'm thankful to God the Lord was speaking to me today. Something I thought was so dead, something that there was no way to heal it. Praise be to God. That glorious morning, just like today, that dead thing is coming out of the tomb. Do you believe him for your life that way? Oh my. See, truly, there's something going on in every one of our lives. Oftentimes we think that we've hit an event, that we think it's over. We think we've come to something in our lives, and it might be a failure, that we're destroyed. There's something that has truly killed us. There's no hope. But brothers and sisters, through his resurrection, through his resurrection power, through his death and his resurrection, come, rise up with him today and come out of that tomb. Praise the Lord. You have to see that it's happened for you. Praise God. He did that for you. We were having this precious little baptism here the other night. I'm so thankful to God. You never see anything like that. It truly is such a wonderful encouragement to us. You go to a swimming pool, you go out to the ocean, and I was just there, and, you know, people walking around and all that type of thing. It's a body of water, it's beautiful and all that. Well, I'll tell you, that little tank, it had a crowd around it. And all these kids were wondering, what's going on in there? What's happening? Us who were sitting out here, we couldn't see a thing. But I didn't want to stop it because it spoke so much to my heart. The excitement, because something was going on in there. There was a testimony of faith going on in there, that they had died with him and they have risen with him. That wonderful testimony of the resurrection power, that same testimony to you today, to any life that's here this morning. If you're a child of God, you've been raised together with him. I don't care what's happened in your life. You have been raised together with him. But it only gets better. Jesus not only said, "I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believes on me will never die." He went on to promise in Ephesians 2:6 that by his death and resurrection, we are raised and we are seated together in the heavens with Jesus Christ. Did you hear that? See, not only are you raised with him, you're actually seated together with him. Do you see how free you are? I was thinking about this as that wonderful scripture about he has already made the way of escape. He has so already made the way of escape for us. Because truly, I'm out of here and I'm over there. So I thank God truly in the truth and the reality of it all. Why am I murmuring? Why am I complaining about anything? Really, why do I worry? But the Lord saw that worry. He saw that worry in ages past. Matter of fact, I think sometimes he made me a worry machine. And it's so sweet because what it is, it's this word has to work effectually in my life. It's got to work powerfully. And the way it does is by believing. And I have to tell you, I'm beginning to really trust God. There's becoming a praise in my mouth. And I thank God, not a murmur on my lips. Even as the word of God can speak to us, even in a trial, even in a lion's den, even when all men are speaking ill of you, he'll give you the same joy book of the Bible that he gave to Paul in that prison. And he does it, and it's sweet because the word of the Lord. Remember as they said, remember the words that were spoken to you? Do you remember the words that were spoken to you? Praise God. I see some that I haven't seen for a long time. And I'll tell you right now, I know in Jesus' name, you're remembering those words that were spoken to you. You can't get away from it because that's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You train them up in the way that they should go and they'll never depart from it. I thank God. But why not go from just life to abundant life? Why not go from joy to full joy? Why not go to that kind of rejoicing? Why not wait for it to be over there and have it right now? In a fullness, in the power of the Spirit, praise God, that we can be rejoicing. Hallelujah. That we don't need to wait. We have it now. That's the beautiful thing of the Lord. He hath given us that power over sin and death. I'm telling you, how long are we going to have to sit in here today before we get this? You all should be standing on the pews, and I'm not kidding you, for what God has done for your life, and I know you know it. And in some way, shape, or form, maybe I should be ashamed. I'm not blessing the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. This is real. This is what is ours. This is what we have. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Quicken us. I'm telling you, this world just wants to bring you down. There's things going on that are here to bring you down. But that's the beautiful thing. When everything's down, those things that launch up are even more glorious. When it gets more dark, I'll tell you what, the light is more brilliant. And even though there is a darkness coming over this world, there are ones that are shining more brightly. Amen. Let it be you. By the grace of God, let it be you. Now, brothers and sisters, here it is. I'm excited today, as if you couldn't tell. But it's just like Jesus. And I love that song, It's Just Like Jesus. But it's just like Jesus telling Martha and Mary. He said to them, if you'll believe, you'll see the glory of God. See, they loved him. They knew he was their Savior. But there was a faith issue. He wanted to show them glory. Are you seeing the glory of God in your life? Well, here's your answer. Believe. See, that's the wonderful thing about the Word of God. If you'll believe it, it's always glory. Because the Word of God is always glory. But the only thing that's keeping you from seeing it is your faith. You need to believe it. And he said to them, if you'll believe, you'll see the glory of God. And you know what? They believed. And you know what they saw? The glory of God. And you know what they saw? They saw that dead thing, Lazarus, come right out of the tomb that day. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Okay, now, we're going somewhere with this. Praise be to God. That's everything in your life. That is everything in your life. I don't care what you got today. God's got the answer. Believe God and see his glory. Watch the dead thing rise up today and come out of the tomb. Come on. Huh? Believe God, see the glory, watch the dead thing come out of the tomb. That's where we're at today. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the resurrection power that gives me abounding hope when I'm down on myself. Huh? Oh, yeah. You know what happens to Christians? We get down on ourselves because he's so great and he's so wonderful. But then it's because we start to look at ourselves instead of the grace and the mercy of the Lord. See, that's why we got to look at that mercy all the time. As Tammy said, that blood was everywhere on that altar. Oh, yes. I love that one king. He had sacrifice going on for weeks. Man, what's wrong with him? He loves the blood. Do you love the blood of Jesus like that? That's the power of God unto salvation. That's what that is. There's no remission of sin without the blood. Don't be ashamed of that. It's all right if they call you a kook. It's okay if they tell you to get out of here. Oh my goodness, he's just drawing you near. Hallelujah. You got to get out from the camp. You got to go unto him. You'll have a far better time when you're with Jesus. I'll assure you that. Oh, thank you, God. What about the resurrection power? You know, we sometimes get tired of this life. But see, he gives me abounding hope. You know what? We're going to put on that incorruptible pretty soon. We're going to be face to face with him. I thank God. Yes, we do know the end of the story. But how is it going to end up for you? Oh, come on now. See, that's it. I want that full faith. I don't want to wait to say, oh my goodness, this was real. My goodness, can you imagine what we're seeing here? You know, it's always like I tell folks as we're going through the Word of God, and it's so beautiful. It's like you're going to travel somewhere. And I've been some great places. And I've been of them one of two ways. I've been to them where I didn't study about them, and then I've been to them when I really studied about them. Okay? Now, I'm thankful I got to go there each time. But I'm telling you, the one that was the most valuable to me, the ones that had the most treasure to me, is the ones I studied up on. And I got excited about seeing it. And it was like, oh my goodness, we're going to see this and this and this and this and this. And then you get there and you go, whoa. But you know what it was? You were expecting it. But then you know what? The half has not been told. And that's your God. This is why this is. Don't you want to abound in hope? You know how some people get and they say, oh, we're going to go on a vacation. And just to get through work, they got 4 more weeks and they got to say, hey, well, at least we're going on vacation. Well, can you equate that to the Word of God and to where we're at going as Christians? You know what? We got some more years, but we're going to see Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what this is about. Oh, my. We just wake up and start to percolate for him. How wonderful it'll be. The resurrection power. How about this for ones that have been going on with God? When I doubt, I'm going to be ready. Isn't it wonderful, the resurrection power? That's that one that lifts you and causes you to see the grace of God. He assures me in his word. He says, you know what, honey? I'll perform the good work which I've begun. Isn't that wonderful? See, you didn't even begin the work. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. He's the one that saved you. Hallelujah. You didn't save yourself. He saved you. That wonderful blood of Jesus, he drew you. He first loved you. Amen. He called you unto him. You weren't seeking him. He was seeking you. Those are the things, praise God, to begin to really praise him about. When you get how much he loves you, your life will have you'll have a thankfulness and a gratitude for God that you can grow in. If you're not thankful for the Lord, it's because you're not seeing his grace. Amen. That's all it is. See, you look at your own life. You're going to be complaining. You're going to be blaming. You're going to be pointing fingers. But I'll tell you what, when you begin to see the Word of God, you're just going to lift your hands to him and praise him. And you're just going to thank him. And he brings all of the nourishment to heal you and to calm you down and to comfort you. Oh, Jesus, thank you, God. Now, brothers and sisters, as we close this up, you are raised and seated. You are raised and seated. As children of the King, you are raised and seated. Know this. Know this. And that's not just a part of your life. That is your life. That's all of your life. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you. Do you know that? That's who you are. You can say you don't feel like it, but that's who you are. You just got to eat. You got to feed. My natural body, if I don't eat for a week, it's going to be hard for me to walk. But if I'm eating right and consuming the right things, I'm not only going to walk, I'm going to run. Hallelujah. I could be so, in a sense, strong, I think I could fly. But in the Word of God, he can make you sore. It's the same thing with the things of God. It's what it's who that life of Christ is in you. And he's in you. He's in you. That's a seed that remaineth. It's a love that you can never be separated from. It's there. Oh, it's there. Brothers and sisters, I'm not waiting for it to be done. He did it. He finished it. I'm seated in the heavens now. Truly, by faith, the lie is over. That lie is over. Praise God. My reality, I'm seated together with him in the heavens in Christ. Come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to know who the Lord is and how he loves you. Look, even with Job, that wonderful story, how he was tempted so, and God allowed him to go through those trials. And it all started, God said to Satan, "Have you beheld my servant Job?" Do you realize how hidden away you are in Christ? The only reason he'll let anything come to you is truly for your good. It is. And all things work together for my good. To them that love God, they're working together. Oh, Jesus, help us receive this today. I'm out of the tomb with him. I'm more than a conqueror with him. Listen to this. Listen. As he called Lazarus, whatever you are down about today, hear his voice. Hear him. He's telling you today. He's telling you today, come forth. Come forth. Come forth. Get up. Get your mind out of the tomb. Because I got news for you. You ain't there. You're not there. Oh, Jesus, get a vision of you rising up with him, coming forth out of the tomb, that you are raised and you are seated. Someday soon. Someday soon. This corruptible going to put on that incorruptible. And in that resurrection power, hallelujah, he's getting us to be in tune with his voice, hearing him. And I'll tell you what, that resurrection power is going to have me hear a trump. Oh, yes, that trumpet's going to sound. Praise be to God. And those that love his appearing are going to meet him in the air. These are the words of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. And I encourage every life here. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Go get the word of God. Go hear the word of God. Don't go through motions. Don't let your life just drift. You don't want that. The enemy will do anything he can to keep you away from hearing truth. Cause your life to want to hear more of the word of God. Ask the Lord, Lord, help me to want to gather with people that love the truth. I love Easter morning. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Time to rise up out of that tomb today. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your witness here today. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're after every life here this morning. And Lord, I thank you that you arose. And I thank you, God, that you're up on high. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, you're at the right hand of the Father. And Lord, I thank you, God, you've been pleased today because we're hearing the word of God. And that is what pleases God, because that's what gives faith. Lord, I know that there's been many that have not heard the word of God for some time in here this morning. Lord, but your word never returns void. Oh God, hit that heart right now. Lord, let it be like a seeking missile, Lord God. And let that heart break right now. And say, oh Jesus, you have never left me. You have never forsaken me. You have been so patient and long-suffering. You have never moved from my life. Lord, thank you again today that the love wherewith we are loved is so great that we make this move this morning. And we say, Lord, I want more of you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.